Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, wellness, health, and freedom for all. For all without discrimination. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its management. We'll be hearing from New York City activist Davigan Kuna Giardina. That's David Giardina. He's coming to us live from New York City, Union Square, Saturday, March 19th, 2022, at the World Freedom Now rally. Here's David.
But we're here today to speak up for, stand up for freedom. Freedom, certainly for people in New York City, certainly for people in what we call the United States of America and North America, certainly for the people of the Western Hemisphere, certainly for the people of Asia and Africa and Australia, New Zealand, Antarctica, North America, South America, everybody, freedoms of everyone around the planet. That's what we're here for. We all get the special treatment. We all deserve the so-called special treatment of truth, freedom, and justice. And we're here to get it. We're here to claim what we already have, what is already ours to have. So we're just getting started. There's the main group, I'm told by a contact, is they're on their way from, they started at the Red Steps in Times Square, and they're heading down. And they should be here in a few minutes, but I wanted to just get things rolling. I'm going to talk to you all personally. Hey, folks, how are you? Thanks for joining me and us. We're going to have a lot of good speakers today. And I want to thank, all the CAT and all of the other organizers for doing this, for being so tireless and really courageous. You have to be courageous to speak up to the majority that is asleep. The majority is asleep. I'm not saying that they truly believe what is happening, but they're inactive. They've been lulled into a silence. The mantra I hear from most people is, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm with you, but I just want to go along to get along. And I, for one, and all of us here, I'm sure, are here to say, stop it. That's not doing you or anybody any good. We have to be directly involved with, consciously involved with the lives of our lives and the lives we say that we want, that, you know, that we care about, our family, our community. We have to be actively involved with the process. We can't just sit back and say, oh, well, I can't do it. I'm only one person. What am I going to do? I'm powerless. I'm just going to let them take care of me. I'm going to let them make the decisions. That's what we put them in power. That's what we elect them for. No one really believes in the elected powers anymore. I don't know when the last time anybody really could have believed this. No one believes in Santa Claus anymore. No one believes in the Tooth Fairy or a lot of things that we may have believed in at one point. But when you grow up, when you learn better, you do better, you know better. These people in office are there to serve their masters. Their masters are the corporates, the corporations, the banks, the money people who are paying them to be figureheads, speakers, to promote and endorse their what they're selling to us, we the public. You know, it's years ago that may have sounded like a conspiracy theory. It never was. This has always been the case. I think more people, thankfully, have woken up to that truth and are willing at least to question the scenario. And I'm saying that we need more people to stand up and speak up to that and at least question. The connection here seems to be a little wonky. The Wi-Fi goes in and out. But anyway, I will be here. We're going to have some speakers. We're going to have Kat McGuire, who is the main organizer, has gotten a roster of really amazing speakers to speak today. And they're all going to be talking, basically saying the same thing from their own unique perspectives. But we all can relate to what they're going to say. And I look forward to that. And as I mentioned, we're here in New York City. We're here at the Freedom Rally in New York City, Union Square, Saturday, March 19th, 2022. And the crowd is gathering. It's getting bigger since I got here. And the big crowd is coming down from Times Square. So they should be here in a few minutes en masse. and then we'll get the ball rolling properly. It's a beautiful day here. It's like an early summer day.
We're listening to the live stream of vegan activist David Jadina in New York City.
Okay, whether you got vaxxed or not, here's the deal. That was your choice to do that. That was your choice to get the vaccination, then the booster, and to get caught up in that whole scenario. So anyway, the crowd just got here.
Are you there yet?
Here we are. We're surrounded. We're surrounded by freedom fighters. I don't like to use the word fighter because that which you fight, or as they say, that which you resist persists. This is not a fight. This is simply intelligent, compassionate, caring people standing up for what we know is right. Truth, justice, freedom. Yeah. Somebody was saying too that, well, you know, they're lightening up on the mandates, so I don't really feel the need, the urge. I'm like, no, don't buy that. Don't buy that, the lie that just because they say they're getting rid of the mask and vaccine mandates, I'll put myself in. You know, that's just an appeasement to get people to literally do what they want, to shut up and back off. But we're not, and I urge everyone to stand up, keep standing up and speaking up. Look what's happening in France. You know what's happening in France with... they just passed that ordinance. Within a month, it's going to be a totalitarian. You must be vaccinated.
I heard that about somewhere else. I can't remember. It's a very small country. I don't remember. Like African.
Probably a lot of places in Africa, countries. But France said, no, you have to no more have a chip on your phone. Everything has to be electronic now. You can't even show like a piece of paper. You have to show it on your phone. And if you don't comply, then they have the right. You have no rights. They even say that in their manifesto, that you'll have no rights. Yeah. See, the thing is, it's weird that it would have been happening in France because from what my understanding is, French people are so on it. You know, they stand up, they speak up. And
so what's the movement like over there now?
I don't know. A friend of mine lives there. He's the one who sent me the information. I should really ask him, what are they doing? What is the...
Is there any of this going on around social media?
I didn't see it on social media. No, I saw this directly from the people who live there. They sent out this. Yeah. In fact, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you on Telegram. Yeah. All right.
So that could happen here.
Right, of course.
But, you know, I forget what this quote is. The cost of freedom is cost of vigilance.
Vigilance. That's it.
We can't listen up and say, yay.
Yay.
No,
yeah,
no.
Party.
Your
no.
Eyes open.
Yeah.
It's not over.
Yep. It's just, you know, I feel about this about a lot of things with this system, including with the animal business. People say, oh, Burger King, they're offering a vegan option. Okay, I'm not going to celebrate that. I mean, I think it's maybe hopeful that things are going to move, but I'm not going to start partying until Burger King at least stops selling any animal products. And it's very... Yeah, it's hard to get people to... Now, I mean, I want to party, too, but I'm not going to do it until I really see the reason to party, like with this. Stop all the mandates.
I'm going to go join him because I really like his energy, so I need some of that.
Me too. All right, I'll be around. That's Carl. Carl is an amazing activist, known her for many years. Stop the mandates.
You listen to the live stream of the vegan Kuna Jadina in New York City, World Freedom Now Rally, Saturday, March 19th, 2022. Remember, in deep veganism, human freedom requires animal liberation as we so we reap.
There's a pandemic of fear. That's what the pandemic is. Otherwise, it is indeed a scandemic, a plandemic.
After we listen to this short clip, edited short clip of David Jadina's live stream in New York City, March 19th, we'll also hear from a vegan activist, an anti-speciesist in Canada, Jason King, some of his words and sharing his experience. And we'll end the program with Irish Rova in Ireland and his awesome music.
gotta stop the vaccine mandates. We gotta stop the vaccine mandates. We gotta stop the vaccine mandates.
Horrifying truth.
We gotta stop the vaccine
mandates. It's not just one incident.
Stop the mandates. Hey, stop all the mandates.
Shell game.
They said there's a war over there, but the war is over here. The war is the mandate.
The war is anywhere where fear is being used to control the masses. Stop the mandates.
Stop the mask mandates.
Stop the mask mandates.
Stop the vaccine mandates.
Stop the vaccine mandates. But everybody, no matter where you are, get up, stand up, speak up, act up. You don't have to take to the streets. It would be great if you did, but you don't have to. You don't have to carry a sign. You don't have to play a drum. You don't have to sing out, chant out. You don't have to do those things, but you can, at least you individually, stop buying the lie. You can decide you're not going to be getting your children vaxxed, put a mask on so they can go to school. You can decide these things.
All right, we love everybody. One love. One love. And the rest
tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're listening to the live stream of vegan activist David Jadina in New York City at the World Freedom Now Rally, March 19th, 2022. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Here's a short break, and then we'll continue more with the live stream of David Jadina.
Hi, this is Matt. Listen to Wormtown Ska every Thursday night, Friday morning from 12 to 2 a.m. where you'll hear a variety of ska from traditional to punk. Lace your boots up and skank it on.
Tune in to the Rock and Roll Party every Saturday night from 9 to midnight. Listen to John McCaig go through the different genres of rock and roll. That's the Rock and Roll Party every Saturday night from 9 to midnight right here on WCUW 91.3 FM and online at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. I'm featuring the live stream of vegan activist David Jadina in New York City. And then we'll be closing out the program today with Jason King, some of his experiences in Canada. And then the beautiful music of vegan musician Irish Rova in Ireland. Here's David Jadina in New York City.
And hello to everyone who's tuned in. I see a few people here. Let me see who's here. I see Norma. I see Sitaram. We're live in New York City. Oh, there's Joe Rose. She's another amazing activist.
So the person that's coming up right now, we met in Harlem when I was with Curtis, Kevin, and my bullhorn. I met Jen. And she's going to lead us today in prayer because you guys know this is not only physical, economic, it's also spiritual, so she's going to lead us in prayer. Okay. Jennifer, come on.
Because that energy, that is all of us. That's the truth. That's the unending eternal truth. When, no matter what you want to call it, God, spirit, you know, master intelligence, that spirit is infinite, eternal.
Dear God.
Powerful.
That great ship, the Endurance, was just discovered buried under the sea for the past 100 years. Ernest Shackleton was a great explorer who was famous because he endured. He never gave up fighting for his life and his men's lives. We are here today because we are fighting for our lives and our fellow men's lives. Bless us, God. Bless us with endurance. Bless us with power and bless us with kairos, which is your perfect power and timing.
Love it.
We pray this in your mighty name. Amen.
Kairos.
I'm also going to sing the fourth verse of the national anthem. I don't know if you guys know that there are multiple verses. but there's a little bit of a prayer in this one, so I'm going to say it, okay? The very last line, by the way, you all know, so please sing it with me when we get to the very last line, okay?
I didn't know.
Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then in God is our trust, and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That is and shall be anywhere there are lives, beings, sentient beings, not just in one area of the earth, but all around the earth and beyond.
Thank you so much, Dan. All righty, that was beautiful. The next person coming up is one of the original gangsters. She's one of the original gangsters because she started when it wasn't a lot of us outside in the streets. Her name is Raquel. If you don't know her, Raquel's always about calming you down and always talking about love and being spiritual. I'm sure today she will speak about that, but she has also has learned a lot about common law. I'm sure she will be discussing that with us today. So give it up for Raquel from Play for Promise on Instagram.
So I'm going to start out with the ball, as many of you know, to kind of clear the air and bring in some positivity, okay? All right.
Yeah, I like the idea of clearing the air for sure. Yeah, very good.
Listening to the live stream of David Jadina, a vegan activist in New York City, at the World Freedom Now rally, March 19th, 2022. And in this section of the live stream, the speaker is using a singing bowl. And I'd also like to add in the information that on Vegan Nation we celebrate deep veganism, authentic veganism, holistic veganism, which is freedom for all without discrimination, human animals and the other animals too. And we recognize that human freedom and public health requires animal liberation. As we sow, we reap. We're all in this together.
Thank you. So I don't know about you, but that definitely helps me calm down. Just doing that, I feel a lot calmer. All right, so I'm going to make a few connections today that maybe you guys are not used to making. So plenty of you have heard me before that we have to be focused on our vibrations, right? So when we're in fear, we're at a very low vibration and we're easily manipulated and controlled. We all know that. We all see it here. And when we vibrate high, when we vibrate at the frequency of love, which is 528 hertz, we're healing. And we're also helping to heal others, not ourselves, but others. And if we do this collectively, it's really powerful.
Amazing. Yes, indeed.
So, Care Bears. As a kid, there was something about Care Bears that I really liked. I was fascinated that when they got together, they were able to like really move mountains and help people, right? It wasn't about one being stronger than the other. It's acknowledging that we all have a superpower, and when we come together collectively, we can really make changes for the better, okay? So most people focus on cartoons that had weapons and stuff, and their weapon was love and compassion.
So when a group of people have come together in the past, especially during wartime,
deep veganism, authentic veganism, recognizes that a humanity that eats animal products is eating fear, is lowering our vibrations collectively. If we want freedom and health and safety for all, then we need to extend that to all others, which includes the other animals. Please be vegan.
So it only takes about 1%. Now we know that there's 1% trying to harm us, and we are the 1% that can save us. But we have to own it. We have to own it. So when we focus on the fear, we create more of that, and plenty of us have been scared. Plenty of you have written to me this past week about last week, how they weren't feeling well, how they felt down, right? There was something intentional being done for people like us to be suppressed. We have to be aware of that, and then that's when we have to reach out to each other to vibrate high.
That's right.
Because it's going to keep on happening. They don't want us to acknowledge our power. All right? So we have to stick together like a Care Bear.
Absolutely.
All right?
I'm with that.
So now we're going to talk about who we are in common law. That you're going to make sure that the governor or any public servant, including Eric Adams, knows that they cannot harm you. That you will not allow harm to come your way. The government operates under Roman law, which is for the elites. We're operating under common law, which means you do not cause any harm. You do not trespass, just like the Lord's Prayer. No trespassing. It's that simple. So we remind them that we're not going to allow them to trespass against us. There we go. All right. And in the famous words of Walter Mercado, les deseo paz y mucho, mucho amor.
Is decent working people trying to hold on to their humanity, their basic rights, their bodily autonomy, and their just their very sanity in the face of a cold, soulless corporate war state that seeks to reduce every individual to a QR code. That's what this is about. That's why people have been protesting this from Beirut to Berlin to Boston to Bolivia. It's not a left-right issue. This is about rights.
Rights.
This is about basic rights as a citizen and the bodily autonomy that is at the foundation of your individual integrity, and that's what we're fighting for. And now that they say the mandates are going away,
we're in
a new war. The wars won't go away. The emergency state won't go away. We need to remember that 2 years ago, almost to this day, the corporate state that controls our country declared a state of emergency and launched a corporate coup that was a war on the people, every one of you for profits.
Listen, don't worry about being labeled conspiracy theorists, people telling you to shut up. Don't worry. Don't buy it. You know in your heart what's right. Do it. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back.
That was vegan activist David Giardina reporting live at the World Freedom Now rally in New York City, March 2022. I would like to share some information from a Canadian, Jason King. Quote, happy to announce that after several exchanges with my employer and their consultation with their lawyers, I have successfully negotiated what I believe to be Canada's first recognition by an employer of veganism as a creed under human rights legislation. I need to be clear that I find these vaccination policies to be illegal and unconstitutional and outright wrong. My employer produced a mandatory vaccination policy for all employees in December 2021. I refused to accept the policy and demanded an exemption on the point that my being an anti-speciesist vegan is protected from discrimination as a creed under the Ontario Human Rights Code. Veganism is a creed to which millions of humans adhere to and practice around the world. It continues to grow rapidly as humans seek to expand their moral inclusion beyond human interests. It is the recognition that humans are not superior to other animals and have no right to objectify, enslave, oppress, commodify, and or use non-human animals in any way. The belief and practice of the fallacy of human supremacy and entitlement to objectify, dominate, enslave, oppress, and use non-human animals is called speciesism. Those who practice speciesism are called speciesists. Veganism is often misunderstood by speciesists who commonly think of veganism as a diet. Many speciesists adopt a plant-based diet and refer to themselves as vegan. Similarly, imagine if someone adopted a halal diet. Halal is a diet related to the Muslim faith, but would simply eating a halal diet make one a Muslim? Certainly not. In the same way, simply eating plants does not make one a vegan. Veganism is the basis for my worldview. It is my guiding principle of how I live my life and set my moral compass. It affects almost every decision I make, friendships I form, family I associate with, purchases I make, and how I entertain myself. It has changed the way I see humanity, the history of humanity, and its future. It has become the purpose of my existence to evolve humanity beyond speciesism. Veganism has led me to become a social justice activist for many years against speciesism and will be for the rest of my life. Veganism led me to start my business, Plant Power Solutions, making plant-based foods accessible and affordable to my community. Vegans do not participate, as far and as possibly practical, in the use of non-human people for any reason, including unnecessary medical procedures. With regard to COVID-19, all vaccines available have involved testing on non-human people, as well as use animals in the creation and manufacturing of them. This means they are not vegan. And Jason goes on to say, quote, they again consulted their lawyers and have agreed to my terms. I believe this is achievable for any vegan where your human rights code legislation protects you with the word creed. If you would like help negotiating with your employer to get an exemption based on you being vegan, reach out to me. I'd gladly help you maneuver this. The more instances we get where employers recognize this, the better our case for many other avenues going forward. End quote. That's Jason King in Canada. Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. This episode has been another continuation of the crisis 2022. As a World Peace Diet facilitator and a student of deep veganism, holistic veganism, also called authentic veganism, I desire to share information that will lead to freedom and health for all beings, humans and the other animals too. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. Upcoming episodes include veganic gardening and veganic farming. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And I'd like to say a special thank you to DeVegan Kuner Jadina, David Jadina in New York City. He's a great vegan activist and a filmmaker and actor and singer and songwriter. He's amazing. So thanks for reporting from the World Freedom Now rally in New York City, held Saturday, March 19th, 2022. Let's go out with hearing a tune from Irish Rover in Ireland. Thanks, Rover McCroy. A vegan musician, Irish Rover in Ireland. Tuning into Vegan Nation. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.